with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Henry Morgan.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever a April showers come along.
Good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson in the Old Craft Music Hall. Well, tonight we leave New York, and I don't know, it makes me kind of sad. Really, don't laugh, folks. Honest, it does. Because it was here in this city that I spent those happy days of my youth, going from one producer's door to another in my shabby clothes, as I struggled to get a job so I could earn enough to eat. Well, now I have success. Fine clothes, cars, a beautiful home. Do you think I'm any happier? You're darn right I am. Well, though I'm unhappy to leave New York, I'm always happy to sing this little ditty. Yesterday I heard a lover sigh, goodbye, only oh my. Seven times we got aboard his train, and seven times we hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her goodbye. Don't cry. A little train that takes me away from you, no words can tell how sad it makes me. This new city and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. And if you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Tootsie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie, goodbye. Here's me to this and then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Don't cry, Tootsie, don't cry. Goodbye, Tootsie, goodbye. Thank you. You know, Oscar, since we've been in New York, it's been just one continuous round of parties. Going to nightclubs, seeing Broadway shows, and playing benefits. Well, this week, honestly, I just had to stop and relax.
I felt the same way, Al.
Really?
So I went out to Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's really beautiful in the spring. Everything turning blue.
Oscar, just a moment, please. Read the script right, will you?
Everything is beautiful in the park. Everything turning blue.
No. You mean everything turning green.
No, blue. This time of the year, the grass is full of sailors.
Well, anyway, I wanted to relax, too. So I went to a place that I haven't been to in years. The Metropolitan Museum. You know something, Oscar? I don't know how they make any money there. It's so full of old stuff.
You must have felt all right at home.
Oh, you're so right. You know, when I was a poor kid living down on 14th Street, I used to go to the museum's dinosaur room and steal bones for my dog.
That's more than you do for me.
Thank you, Oscar. But you know the thing I liked best in the museum was the French room, all decorated with stuff from Louis XIV. You know, I got so tired by the time I got that far, I just curled up on the Louis XIV bed and went to sleep. A little while later, I woke up when I heard someone say, "Gee whiz, there's Louis himself."
Do you mind if I play the piano, Louie?
No, not at all, Smoy. But anyway, what are you going to play?
I'm going to play a spray of Rachmaninoff's second concerto.
Spray, Oscar, spray. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you. All the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, baby. Oh, you dog. You made me cry for. I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I want some love. That's true. You know I do. Indeed I do. Yes, I do. Give me. What I cry for, you know you've got the kind of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you.
Recognize that melody, Al?
Do I recognize it? Oscar, that's Liederstrom. They played it at my wedding.
Which one?
Ask my accountant. You know something, Oscar? There's a song that fits every moment of romance.
I don't know, Al. In your case, I think the romance is outnumbered the song.
Ask my accountant about that, too. Now, get this picture, Oscar. A young boy is standing on the corner talking to the gang. Suddenly, his heart goes kalunk. For there's the girl of his dreams. Ain't she sweet? See her coming down the street. And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
By the time you get through singing that, she's two blocks down the street and married to another guy.
I know. I know, Oscar, not this girl. The boy makes a play for the girl and he invites her to dinner. You got it. One meatball. One meatball.
He's a spender, isn't he? Jolson, are you sure this story isn't about you?
Now, Oscar, if it was me and the girl was pretty, I wouldn't sing one meatball. I'd sing this. In some secluded rendezvous, where we had a cocktail just for two.
That's a good idea. After a couple of drinks, anyone can stand Joseph.
Now look, never mind me. Now the boy and the girl have been going together for some time. And one day, the girl looks in a jewelry store window and says with a sigh, isn't that a beautiful ring? But the boy drives a Fifth Avenue bus, and he can't afford the ring. So he says, I can't give you anything but love, baby. Then comes the honeymoon.
Let's skip the preliminaries and get to the divorce.
Wait a minute, Oscar. Not this boy and girl. No matter how many years ago. Now, matter how many years go by, they still sing. Oh, it's lovely to be married. Be married.
Al, are you stuttering? Or have they been married four times?
Not this couple. They live happily ever after. He looks at her, and he sees the silver threads among the gold. And she says, darling, do you still love me? And he says, I love you as I never loved before. Since first I met you on the village green. Come to me. My dream of love is o'er. I love you as I love you. When you are sweet, when you are sweet,
few hours, we'll be leaving New York and heading west. Tell me something, son. Did you enjoy yourself while you were in New York?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Oscar, how can you say that? I took you to all my favorite places.
Well, I get tired of looking at savings banks.
Now, wait a minute, Oscar. I didn't take you there to try and impress you about money. Because, actually, money isn't important. The main thing is, son, is to enjoy life. Look at me. I've learned how to live.
You've had enough practice. Pardon me a moment, Al. This music has been running through my head all day.
Oscar,
Oscar, wait a minute. How long is that music going to run through your head?
It hasn't run far enough. You know me. I've got a big head.
You certainly have, Oscar. And would you please move it out of the way so I can see Lou Bring in the orchestra? Because I'm going to sing a song now by Irving Berlin that he wrote many years ago with a long pencil and a broken heart.
All that worries me is someone else may be there while I'm gone. In my dreams I see a cup of pudding on the lawn. That very thought just keeps me worried. I lay awake till the break of the dawn. My mother is dead, but someone else may be there while I'm gone. I see a couple's footage on the lawn. That very thought just keeps me worried. I lay awake till the break of the dawn. I'm as worried back of someone else, maybe there.
Hello, Mr. Jolson. I'm Henry Morgan.
Sorry, but I don't know you.
Well, why be sorry? I don't know you, and I'm not sorry.
Well, come to think of it, I do remember you. Yeah, you're a tall, dark-haired young fella who's always losing his sponsors.
Oh, I never worry about those things.
No?
I have a philosophy. Eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow, you may be interviewed by Dr. Kinsey.
Henry, may I ask what you're doing over here at the Kraft Music Hall?
Well, Mr. Jolson, I tell you, I like this program very much.
That's fine. Do you really?
Yes, I do. That Velveeta cheese is delicious.
Look, son, I don't think that I hurt the show with the singing I do, you know.
No, I like your singing a good deal, Mr. Jolson.
Right.
And you do sing a good deal.
Oh, need you. Listen, do you think I sing too much on the program?
No. No, I only listen for about 10 minutes.
But look, besides my singing, you know, there's Oscar Levant.
Yes, him I don't listen to at all. Of course, you have your Oscar, and I have my Gerard.
Yeah. I think there's a little difference. You don't mind me saying so. The Oscar Levant is a fine musician, a great wit, and a brilliant conversationalist. Oscar, come over here and meet Henry Morgan.
What's to meet?
Well, maybe he's a brilliant conversationalist when he's not ad-libbing.
Uh-huh. Oscar, listen, I told Henry you were a great musician, that you know all the symphonies and concerts, and that you know the lives of the composers, that you play at Carnegie Hall, and you've been a soloist with the New York Philharmonic.
What did you say?
Pardon?
I said, what did you say? May I quote you? Mr. Levant, as one musician to another, I'd like to ask you something.
You a musician? What do you know about music?
Well, personally, nothing. But I have a Russian friend who knows everything about music. Absolutely everything.
Well, not everything. In fact, nothing.
About music, he's a dope.
Ken, will you introduce Henry's musical Russian friend?
Why, certainly, Al. This is Professor Henry Alexei Andreev Morganovich Jones.
Jones? That's an unusual name.
I thought so, too. But after I came to this country, I find there are millions of Jonesesses.
Can you give us one of your famous musical commentaries?
Gladly. If you hear a riff, you'll know that I just had to tear myself away.
Good afternoon, music lovers in the orchestra. And to you in the balcony, good afternoon, lovers. And...
goodbye, Oscar.
Today we are to hear the famous Unfinished Symphony by Tchaikovsky. He did not finish the symphony because he did not care for it. Today you will hear it in its unfinished entirety. You will not care for it also. It's interesting to note that the Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky was born in Bielobrodnik. This is very near another town, which is not there anymore. This was the town of Bazno-Bodrubnik. Bazno-Bodrubnik is really there. But they changed the name. Because Bazno-Bodrubnik means town that was not there. But it is there. So they changed the name to Petro-Petrushk. Which means town that used to be called Bazno-Bodrubnik.
Look, Alexis, what happened to the orchestra that was tuning up?
By this time, they've all gone home.
Henry, I want to thank you for the lecture. Now, next time I hear the music of Tchaikovsky, I'll understand him a little less.
Mr. Jolson, yeah. I seem to have left you with some doubt as to my musical knowledge, but I've come prepared. Ken Carpenter, will you bring over my alter ego, Professor Heinrich von Morgan?
Gladly. Mr. Jolson, may I present the eminent Viennese authority on music, Dr. Heinrich von Morgan.
Oh, good evening, Dr. von Morgan.
Also?
Doctor, I'd like to assume that you listen to my singing.
Go right ahead.
But, Doctor, have you ever heard one of my records?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think of my singing? But, Doctor, just a moment. Many experts have spoken of my voice in the highest terms.
Not me.
Why not?
I got a low voice.
Well, Doctor, many experts believe that the modern jazz is a counterpart of the contrapuntal dissonances adapted to the contemporary cacophony. What would you say to that?
No.
Why not?
Too hard for me.
Too hard for me, too.
Yes, I know it is.
Say, Doctor, may I ask you one more question about music?
No.
Well, thank you, Dr. Heinrich von Morgan.
Also?
And thank you, Henry Morgan.
Also.
Toothpaste and Rave Cream Shampoo. Next week, the Kraft Music Hall will come to you from Chicago with Miss Dorothy Kirsten as our special guest. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight.
I'm a Sunni expert homemaker, and she'll tell you it's the dressing that makes the salad. And that's why these two delicious French dressings made by Kraft are so popular. Kraft French dressing and Miracle French dressing. Take the first one, Kraft French dressing. It has a smooth come-on flavor that everybody goes for. Mild, but just spicy enough. Taste it soon and see.